Hello, this is Pastor Mark. I welcome you to Pastor Markcast. My observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today I'll be talking about God's preaching plan. I left pastoring a congregation on June 30th, and I prepared to be a hospice chaplain. Soon I'll begin my orientation to begin this new ministry. After many years of ministering to the elderly, sick, and dying people, I feel that God has prepared me for this. My plan for July and August was to attend Reformed churches in the area and decline preaching opportunities, instead being able to worship God by sitting in a pew and listening to someone else preach. I always have enjoyed this during August vacations in my cabin and attending First Reformed Church in Wynetskill, New York. It seems that God had other plans for my preaching calendar. I received a call from a colleague who was desperate to find pulpit supply for July 28th. He was practically begging me to fill in for him. I know the feeling. Pulpit supply is difficult to find in this part of the world. Ministers who retire usually move to other regions where housing prices are lower. This leaves us with a shortage of people who can guest preach. There was also a shortage of Reformed Church seminary students, resulting in fewer ministers and more vacant pulpits in our area. It has become a chronic problem. I was not without empathy for my friend who needed me to preach at the end of July. I have been in this situation before, pleading with people to do pulpit supply. It simply isn't easy. In the end, I consented to preach on July 28th and let go of my plans for a preaching-free summer. This past week, I received a call from yet another colleague asking me to fill in for pastoral care emergencies at her congregation. She had a family emergency and had to fly south to take care of this. Once more, I had sympathy for her. I've been in such positions before, having to arrange emergency coverage. With fewer full-time ministers around, this can be a daunting task. I consented to fill in for emergencies for her. To my surprise, she called me while she was away on family business, and our airline industry experienced a software disruption. Her plane was canceled, and she was not immediately able to book a new flight. "I need a favor," she pleaded with me. "If I can't get a flight back, can you preach for me this Sunday?" "This Sunday?" I asked. "Yes, I'm hoping to be back in time, but just don't know." I really wanted to go with my plans for not preaching this summer, but somehow could not let a colleague or a congregation down. It just didn't seem right. "Of course," I said, "send me a bulletin." This is the first time in my life I have ever had to preach after someone else had planned the sermon, picked the scripture, and selected a sermon title. And so it is that after only 2 weeks off in the pulpit, that I preached yesterday and will be preaching again next week. We humans often make our plans, but frequently God laughs at us and our plans. And God has plans for us. I guess I'm back into preaching. Do you know anyone who needs a person to fill a pulpit? I guess I'm available. Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Markcast. I know it's not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all those around us, and we fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt, and may God bless your good intentions. To read my blogs, to hear more of my podcasts, or to watch my children's Bible story videos, please visit my new website, www.markwilliamennis.com.